Good morning. It's 7:04 a.m., November 2nd, and I'm stumbling through the snow. This is going to be an awkward walk, I can tell right now. I'm going to cross the street and see if I can get a better path. It's snowing. There's about, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches on the ground. There's a lot of water in the gutters underneath the snow. It's only about 32 degrees, so it's not that cold. And the ground is not frozen. So a lot of what is happening is that the snow is melting underneath where it contacts the warmer earth. Boy. And my boots come untied. I'm not about to stop and tie it just yet. I've got about 20 minutes ahead of me yet. The entire talk period for you guys. So I'm going to try to talk and not stop. Today, of course, is day 222 in talking on my morning walk. I feel like Tony C. Smith. It's day 222. A cracking day here in the western slope. The western slope, the eastern slope, the front range of Colorado. The traffic isn't moving quite as quickly this morning as it was yesterday. And I'm a half an hour early, so there's not quite as much of it. Now, I did leave on purpose a bit early, just to try to minimize a bit of that traffic problem, even though I knew it was going to be really dark out because of the weather. I lost a couple of more branches, big branches. Maple in the front, lost a couple more. The Chinese elm in the back, lost another one. Here comes a car trying to turn where I'm standing. I'm trying to find the sidewalk so I can stand on it. There we go. He apparently had the wrong street after all because he decided not to turn. Okay. Probably going to have to stop and do this boot lace. So there is school today, or there was when I left the house this morning. I just saw a school bus pull up. So there are school day today. Got kids I have to drive to school a little bit later this morning. This street, West 20th, is plowed. It's one of the few streets that is planned for plowing. There are about 7 or 8 arterials that are considered in the Greeley City snow removal plan. Side streets are not included in the plowing plan. They'll get to them if there's time. But when we first moved here, it was an interesting change in that the main snow roads have signs on them that say main snow road. And the realtor explained to us that those are the streets that got plowed. And if we didn't see one of those signs, it meant the city wasn't obligated to plow that street in the case of snow. Now we were moving from Buffalo. So to say that we were a bit skeptical is a bit of an understatement. We were exceptionally skeptical until she explained that typically they get a couple of snowstorms a year and that within a day or two it all melts. So spending time and money to plow something that it's just going to melt in a couple of days has never been a priority. I've noticed in the last couple of years, though, that more and more of the streets are being plowed as more people move here. When we came here, there were 65,000 people. We just went over 100,000 a couple of years ago. So the growth in the city is amazing. And as more and more people move here, more and more services like plowing, new schools, extra library branches, that stuff becomes a higher priority. It's also interesting to note that when we moved here, I lived on the western side of town, and we've sprawled so far west that I now live almost in the center of the city. Now, the business district is still along the eastern side, but there are malls and shopping centers. That have grown up here in our side of town, so we don't go to the East End shop, which doesn't help the East Enders much. Not too surprising. At least I think at some point in the night, this sidewalk was cleaned, either brushed or plowed or something. This is only a dusting of snow on it, which is good because I was getting kind of tired of dragging my feet through ankle-thick snow. This is unusual weather for us. The idea that we should have two snowstorms in a week. Actually, a week apart, because it was last Wednesday that we had the big blizzard. And now this little snow, which is still taking down more limbs. I don't know if it's taken out any power anywhere. It doesn't seem to be. The school district posted this morning that all schools would be open today on time. So I checked at 6 o'clock just to see if I needed to wake anybody up, and I do. And I did. Only to learn that, in fact, elder daughter has to go actually later than younger daughter for a change because they have a late start for her class block today. So, yeah, day two NaNoWriMo. Did I talk about this yet? I don't think so. Yesterday was a good day, 5,394, so almost 5,400 words. When I left the house this morning, I had about 6,400 words, so I picked up 1,000 words already this morning before my walk. I did get up early. It was 4:30 when I got up. Cats woke me. They wanted their food, and they wanted it now, so I got up and fed him, put the coffee on, cleared some emails. Read my feed reader. But it was a good night to go to bed early. I was tired when I got there, fell asleep almost immediately. And now we run out of plowed yard. Yes, a plowed sidewalk. We need to try to cross over the street. Traffic is slow moving and steady. So it's going to be a minute or two before I can find a gap in the traffic. The last thing I want to do is scamper across this road today. If I fall down, I get squished. Squished is not good. So the story so far is I have no idea where it's going. So one of the interesting challenges with this is that I'm just writing. I opened up my word processor and just started typing. Oh, that's why, that's a snowplow. Okay. And because it's a snowplow, there's traffic backed up behind it. And there's traffic coming the other way now that I have to wait for. I'm going to try to put the phone in the pocket here. Since I've got to stop anyway, I'm going to see if I can tie my boot up. No idea what I'm doing with this lead because I can't see a thing. And I'm wearing gloves. And here comes the second plow. I'm going to stand back a bit. Phone out where I can see the blinking light that tells me I'm still recording. Okay. Clear path. Here we go. Earbud still in? Yep, still got the earbud. Yeah. There's still water in the ditches. These boots are still not waterproof. So one interesting thing that happened yesterday was that apparently Amazon picked QuarterShare to promote. Now, I don't exactly know how this came to be, but I showed up on the second page, very near the first page, of the 100 books this month under $3.99. Now you'll know that, as I've said in the past, my books are $4.95. That's the price point for them. And either Amazon decided to discount it, which is not impossible, or Rowden decided to do a price match game or even discount it themselves for a period of time. I don't know. But it's $1.99 as of yesterday, and it's in the books under $3.99 for the month of November promotion. So fingers crossed, it's already come up from around 8,000 to around 1,000 in sales rank. And books in this group have done well in prior months. Now whether this one will do well, I don't know. It's close to Christmas. People will not be buying books necessarily, although this is definitely a bargain for those who are bargain hunting for something to read while they're waiting in their Christmas shopping lines. So we'll see how this goes. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it happened. But I'm certainly going to be keeping an eye on it to see how things work out. I'm back on the unplowed sidewalk again. But it makes a turn down into the neighborhood. There's a lot of traffic coming into this neighborhood today, too. I don't know what the story is. Traffic leaving, I can understand, but traffic coming in? How strange. At any rate, roads are a mess. The side road, anyway, is a mess. Between the snow and the piles of branches that people have piled beside the road, which are now covered with snow, and the new branches that have fallen onto the sidewalk because of the new snow. Goodness, this is a treacherous hike this morning. And there's a car coming up behind me. Yep, he made a turn. Must be something down that way. All the cars are going that way. Oh, try to cross so I can at least face the oncoming traffic so I know when somebody's coming. So, 6,000 words already. It's almost 6,500 words already. If I can break 10,000 for a couple of days, I could have this done by Friday. Today's Wednesday. Well, maybe not by Friday. But certainly by Saturday. Getting the 50,000 words down, of course, is only half the book. I need to finish the story. 50,000 would be the midpoint of the book. But the idea that I might actually finish the sequel before the month is even half over means that I could, in theory, start a second book. Now, the interesting question would be whether I would go back to working on Cape Grace or whether I would start instead a novella, some shorter work, either set in Tanith's world or perhaps finding the new story in Odin's outpost world. It's ridiculous. Because everybody's moving very, very slowly, so cars tend to back up behind the slower moving front ones. And of course they come in both directions when I'm at the narrowest point in the road where there are cars parked beside the road and there's brushes piled up on the other side of the road and I'm stuck in the middle. It isn't snowing very hard at the moment. That's the saving grace here, I think. There comes one. Oh, thank you, sir. I do appreciate being splashed by ice-cold water halfway up my knee. I suppose I should be grateful it's only the first time that's happened. There's a little piece of sidewalk here that's not shoveled, but angling for one that is. Picked up a lot of snow on my shoes. What the hell is this guy doing? Apparently trying to get into this driveway. Fellow who's very handily shuffled his walk for me this morning. Honestly, if it keeps up like this, I may have to invest in a snowblower just because. The reality is that in about 48 hours, all of this will be gone. It just makes it kind of miserable in the meantime. Sidewalk is going to melt and then refreeze and become a skating rink. Yeah, okay. I'll hold off on my shoveling efforts for a bit. Oh, yeah. Ouch, there's a pond I'm going to have to wade across, I think. No cars to be coming in case I fall. But I do have to cross the street here. In a moment, I have to cross the street. And of course I have to wait for a line of 12 frickin' cars. Where do these people come from? Oh no, no, please no. Squish, 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 squish. Ugh. All right. I'm across. Closing the loop. We're getting there. Oh yeah. I realize this hike was going to be quite such an adventure this morning. I don't think I had such an adventure the other morning when it snowed so heavily. At least I had less stuff to try to walk around to get here. Now there's somebody playing with a car. Good, good, he's not in it. And a car coming in my direction. Yay. Two cars in my direction. If they're moving slowly enough, I can not worry about getting slashed too heavily. Okay, back to a relatively plowed sidewalk. This is the kind of sidewalk is okay because there's still a little bit of snow on it. So even though it's a bit icy under the snow, it's not really slick ice. It's just sort of crunchy. And I've got traction to walk with. We're a winter wonderland though. Holy cow. A lot of the trees lost a good number of leaves. Obviously not enough. Or if it's still, we wouldn't have actually lost more limbs today. But the black trees with the white snow, it's really quite dramatic against the gray sky. I take a picture, but I don't think it would come out in this light. This camera phone wants to try to adjust light levels to what it's expecting to see in daylight, and it doesn't work in this light very well at all. So, yeah, about an hour to take kids to school. And then stop for groceries on the way home. And then I don't have to go out again until mid-afternoon to pick kids up from school, which means I'll have a nice extended period, maybe 4 or 5, even 6 hours. Well, no, not that long. 4 or 5 hours to write today. Almost as many as yesterday. Another school bus. Where is he going? Straight up the street. Okay. I'm going to try to get across here. Splash. Oh, soggy, soggy day. A couple more big limbs. I don't know if I can drag those. Those are huge. I'm not going to do anything for the time being. Snow off these. Maybe they'll survive. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day.